Hello and welcome to The Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and hate mail recipient, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is From the Hate Mail Bag, just in time for Valentine's Day. This was not what I'd planned to post this week, but on Monday I got a piece of hate mail. It's not my first and probably won't be my last. Indeed, I get it so rarely that when I do, it's unique and weirdly special. What surprised me is that I didn't think I'd done anything in particular to provoke it. I received a comment through my website about a blog I'd done last year called Asshole or Asperger's. In short, the blog was about my difficulty sometimes in telling the difference between someone who is rude and someone who has the type of autism that, as Wikipedia says, is, quote, characterized by significant difficulties in social interaction, end quote. I received several comments at the time, including one from a reader with Asperger's, which I found enlightening. It's a basic comedy rule that you're not going to find something funny if it hits too close to home. I, for example, find absolutely nothing funny about my fear of insects. On the other hand, as a stand-up comedian and writer, I understand that there's always a target, whether it be a person, thing, event, or concept. Someone is going to get their feelings hurt. And while comedians are not charged to do no harm, I try not to go out of my way to be hurtful. So, I was surprised when I opened the email and saw this. Submitted from Nigga Killer. Email, killyouruglynigga@kill.com. Comment. So, you can't tell the difference between Asperger's and rudeness? I'd say that's because you're a dumb, unfunny nigga bitch. Oh, is that rude? I wouldn't know, as you are pretending to be funny when you are in fact a cunt. After reading this, I wasn't sure what to do with it. From past experience, I know that replying is useless. Someone who sends an email like this is not looking to engage in meaningful conversation. They are a digital drive-by shooter, a techno-terrorist, a troll. I struggled with whether or not to delete the comment and forget about it, or keep it and show it. I chose to share, with the comment, quote, "I guess I need a new publicist," for two reasons. First, I knew that if I posted it on Facebook and Twitter, that family, friends, and fans would balance out the negative comment with positive ones. They would castigate the sender and say nice things about me, which, quite frankly, I could stand to hear, given the ugliness of the email. And, as I hoped, the responses ranged from heartfelt to outraged. One of my sorority sisters said, "Oy, I'm so sorry you had to experience this, sis." I said, "I'm not." It's good to be reminded that not everyone is in your corner, and that we, as a species, still have a lot of work to do. Some of the nicest comments came from folks I didn't even know, like Sherry. When a mutual friend shared my post and comment, she said, "Good for her. Take the wind out of that piece of shit's sails. She isn't giving him power, and that is a strong soul. More people need to learn from her. I'm glad that ass wipe was exposed. I hope more people see it and get as disgusted as I did that people like this still exist. Leanne, you're a hero in my book." My second reason for sharing was that we can only fight racism, misogyny, hate, and ignorance if we see it. This is not a time for tilting at windmills. We must face the enemy eyes wide, fixed, and focused, with your shield or on it. Clearly, this bile-spewing human, and I use the noun loosely, sought to insult me culturally, personally, intimately, and professionally, and just in time for Valentine's Day. A Black History Month bonus, if you will. But it prepared me for a comment I received the next day on my YouTube page, presumably from the same sender. From Goatee Devotee, "Shit unfunny cunt who should drown like Whitney. Enjoy your cancer, cunt." When it rains, it pours, right? Sadly, when it comes to race and gender, my skin has grown thick over time. Nigga, cunt? Is that the best you got, playa? What bothered me more was that the brute said I wasn't funny. Seriously? Well, to be fair, funny is subjective. But if he can't even spell nigga, then he's really not in my target audience. I take solace in the fact that while he may not enjoy my sense of humor, he clearly finds me compelling. I somehow made a knuckle-dragger read an entire blog post, watch my videos, and comment. Hashtag winning. So, how was your Monday? Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma. Visit my website, veryfunnylady.com, to join my mailing list and enjoy more blogs, blogcasts, and to find out about live upcoming stand-up comedy shows. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.